Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am Church Music. Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I am your host with the most from the West Coast, Church Music. And it's a lot going on today in the game, and it's a lot going on all over the world. The domino effect. Black men getting finessed out of the bag, tricked out of the bag, played the whole nine. Puffy, come have a seat with me, brother. Is thy heart right? Is thy heart is right with mine? And if so, give me your hand, brother. Disturbing allegations from Casey, directed towards Puffy. Disturbing allegations, physical abuse, domestic violence. And right here on Street Wisdom, we don't condone domestic violence or any element of beating women or damaging women. It's just not tolerated right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back with your host, Church Music. But again, disturbing allegations, Puffy, human trafficking, sexual assault, having sex acts with male prostitutes, definitely a defamation. How can we fix this, brotherly love? Homosexuality. It's been proven over the years and allegedly rumors to be that P. Diddy, a homosexual. And for myself, I never witnessed ever or even seen Puffy come forward to share with the world or to the public that he's not a homosexual man or whatever the case may be. The power is just too much for some people. Fame is enough for some people. Success is enough for some people, but everybody is not obligated to success and fame because they just don't know how to accept the blessing. But remember, in this blessing, there's a lesson, which means that what you do in the dark will come to the light. $30 million lawsuit with all these damaging allegations is proven from Heavy D, Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, his wife, ex-wife, excuse me, Kim Porter, Biggie, Craig Mack, Shine, and those that I did mention. But it seems like with Puffy, there's just a tsunami effect of wickedness. Wickedness, unrighteousness. Puffy, you have power, but you have worldly power. You don't have spiritual power. What does that mean? You have money and power, but you have money and power that come from the world. Remember that it is He, the Lord God, that gives us the power to get wealth so that He can establish a covenant with us. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Remember that it is He, the Lord God, Yahweh, Abba, Father, that gives us the power to get wealth. God said He doesn't want us to get rich. God says that, remember that it is He that gives us the power to get wealth so that He, God, can establish a covenant with us for our fathers to come. Remember that it is He and not Louis Vuitton. Remember that it is He and not Gucci. Remember that it is he and not your record label. Remember that it is he and not your beats, not your lyrics, not your style, not your swag. Remember that it is he, God. Puffy, Crookedly Love, you forgot that. Your power, you have took it amongst yourself. And you don't realize the power that you got comes from God. Remember that your process is not organic. It's not authentic. You have defamed people. You have demolished people. You have bullied people. You have made people suffer. You have taken advantage of people, their kindness and their weakness and their meekness. Puffy, you just been implicated. You're all over social media in the relations of a conspiracy. The architect, Keefe D, right now sits in the Las Vegas County Jail, awaiting trial, where he says that you, Puffy, Sean Diddy, Brotherly Love, aka Crookedly Love, that you architect a killing on the great Tupac Shakur. One love to the Outlaws, Idi Amin, Young Noble, Napoleon, Outlaw for Life. Puffy, what you do in the dark will always come to the light. It's not your power. The word of God says men will become lovers of themselves. You have known to be a man, a foolish man, outside of a rich man. You're a foolish man. Your power don't make you. Okay? Your money don't make you. Okay? You have all these women that have came forward and said you verbally abuse them. You physically abuse them. You bring harm to their life. You need to look at your heart. Your brotherly love is not love from a brother. It's brother to brother. You need to change that. You are being dragged into things that are just so disturbing, very hurtful. How can this happen? Bad Boy Entertainment, Bad Boy Records, whatever the case may be. You must change your heart in the fatherhood of Jubilee. Puffy Diddy Combs, is thy heart right? Is thy heart is right with mine? And if so, give me your hand. Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. Puffy, you're suffering. You have triggers. You have blockers. You don't run this world. You're just a foolish man that's in this world. When you have divine gifts that come from God, you have to edify the body of Christ. Edify the body of Christ when you have divine gifts that come from God. Now, if you sabotage your gifts that come from God and use them in worldly dysfunctionality, God got the last laugh and not you. You're suffering right now. You've built so much as a young man and a courageous, driven young man, and now you soon could lose everything in your life. Is thy heart right? What you do in the dark will come to the light. But right here on Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. We're going to pray for you, brother, because you're sick. You're sick in its entirety. You're a suffering man, which is a foolish man, which is an unrighteous man. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ. We want to bless Sean Combs, also known as Puff Daddy. We are asking that you break his heart with love, massage his heart with kindness, rebuke anything that is not right in his life. But we're asking for him to repent in the majestic name of Christ, Jesus, the Holy One. We ask that you bless Brother Puffy to keep his mind on God. Let his actions be of heavenly things and not worldly things. Bless his family, for they know not what they do. Bless him, for he know not what he do. But we keep him lifted here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back with your host, Church Music. We uplift our brother in a time of need. Repent in the majestic name of Christ. So let it be. We're praying for you, Puffy. And we want those to understand that we're in a critical world right now, that you have to get your heart right and be prepared for the Fatherhood of Jubilee, the year 2024. Not New Year's Eve or New Year's resolution. The Fatherhood of Jubilee, which means how you come into this world. 2024, if you come in with dysfunctionality, dormant behavior, procrastination, stagnation, gossip, the latest hot topic, foolishness, malice, backbiting, you're going to live like that for the rest of your life. And for that, I can't be a part of that. Let me break that down for you real slow. For that, I can't be a part of that, period. And I encourage the believers out there and the non-believers that keep your eyes on God, because it's the only thing you're going to need to get ahead. Nothing else will work for you, period. Okay? Nothing. Look at what is happening. The destroying of the black man. Okay? Will Smith, implicated, assassinated by his wife, his prior wife, his foolish wife. Okay? Best friend slandering him on social media. Wanted to commit suicide due to Jada Pickett's sexual acts at the house on the couch with Mark Anthony, former husband of J-Lo, ex-husband, excuse me. Dwayne Martin, sexually having homosexual relations with Mr. Will Smith, allegedly, if that is to believe to be true. A young man, August Alestina, if I'm correct, having sexual relations with your wife. You have been a punching bag for the last year. First seek the kingdom of God, Will, because you allow the devil to come in with your dormant behavior, your sexual behavior. When you left from the body of Christ and went into Scientology and went into the element that you were the Hollywood star, the great movie black star, you are not. Always remember, your blessings are always attached to a lesson. And it seems that your association is going to fail you terribly. Dwayne Martin, I suggest, as a good brother, your name is implicated as a husband that has destroyed other households as a husband dealing with other men, allegedly. The lovely Lisa Ray says she just doesn't fuck with you, period. Okay? And she regrets introducing you to her former fiance or husband at the time. She regrets that. Black men, your name are attached to shamefulness, succubus spirits, demoralizing. Nothing of value, of significance, of great will, and touching the body of Christ and edifying the body of Christ from your divine gifts that come from God. Brother Will, there's a lesson in this story. Outside of you being a great motion picture star, actor, you need to act your way and read your Bible. I thought you were smarter than that. A man that find a wife find a good thing, but must have favor from the Lord. I don't know if God really gave you favor to be with the woman that defames your character verbally amongst the American people. Something to think about. That's not your best friend, sir. That is a lady that is defaming you and chopping your ass down with no kindness, with no tenderness. We love the great Tupac Shakur, fascinated, fantasizing about the lavish life with Thug Life, the original great Tupac Shakur. I feel sorry for you, brother, but I love you at the same time, and we'll pray for you as well. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we bless Brother Will Smith. Let his divine gifts be reactivated for the blessings of God, for the foundation of God. We ask that you rebuke anything that is not right in his life and rebuild the mighty man of God and let him turn to God. Right now, on this day that the Lord has made, let us be glad and rejoice up in it. We thank you, Lord. So let it be. Bill Cosby, barely hanging on. Another sexual assault at the age of 80, whatever the case. He's barely hanging on. Let it go. What drives you to hurt a man that's already been hurt? A quote they say in the free world, hurt people hurt people. He has nothing but his spirit right now. You can't see. Dragging him in and out of court is too much chronic stress. Actress, whatever lady you are, let it go. Because there's things in your life you're not proud of that you did yourself. Trying to finesse a bag or get a bag or get money or whatever the case may be. A Casey dealing with a Puff Daddy. Settlement already finalized. Why is this the problem right now? The finessing of men, taking money from men, black men, righteous men that have created a way to obtain and make financial money from their gift, being slandered, blackballed, tricked out, played out. Bill Cosby, he done good service, but let it be. Let him enjoy his last days on this life, in this world. A quick note. We have to get our minds right. It is very important to know that social media is a fatal distraction that don't come from God. It is not a divine gift from God. It is a gift that is not from God. It is not the voice of reasoning. When you're hurt, you're sad, or you're mad, the first thing you run to is a platform, and you get on the social media and you share your concerns and your questions and your complaints. Talk to God, Father. Be boastful with God. Talk righteous to God. If there's something you're going through with no results, but we have the doubters, how can I pray for something that I never seen? I've been praying for 30 years and I'm still at the same level. Faith without works is dead. Period. Each one teach one, but teach one reach one at the same time. Let us be kind people and uplift our people, and let us pray for brotherly love, also known as crookedly love, because your heart is crooked as an arrow right now. Come to God so you can walk in the straight and narrow. You must repent, Puffy. You sabotaged. You did a lot of foul shit. You've hurt people. You've lied. There's no way any active executive that can run this game and be in this game for so long, year after year after year after year, with no breaks. Satanists, wickedness, unrighteousness, manipulator, deceiver. You have to take a break when you're in this competitive wickedness ass game. Don't sell your soul for a couple of dollars. Don't sell your soul to get tricked out with a hit record and then a nigga hit you in the ass from behind. Is thy heart right? Is thy heart is right with mine? And if so, give me your hand. But let us be men of wisdom and let us uplift women. If you ain't fucking with us, get the hell away from us right now. We need help. And we're not afraid to ask, okay? Because we can't fight this war by ourselves. Period. Let us get back into goodwill and kindness. Rappers, let's get more creative. Let's get more lyrical. Let's get more passionate with the gift that comes from God and not man. And right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I am your host, Church Music.